We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jason Mackey, our Pirates insider, joins us. Jason, do you have the same problem with the political texts?
I got one of them, and I kind of snapped back at the person. I won't say who it was for, saying, like, how did you get this number? Mm-hmm. And they said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm just an intern or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to jinx myself. I hate getting those emails, too. Every single one of them, I go through crusades where I'm like, unsubscribe, PR pitches that are in no way relevant to me. I get stuff, and I'm sometimes a smart aleck with it. Like, I'll respond and say, I'm sorry, I cover the Pirates in Pittsburgh. How is this applicable to me? I'd love to hear how I can use this in a story. And then they usually stop emailing you. Hmm.
Jason Cruz, has he been charged in the Dominican Republic yet?
It is my understanding. Well, charged and detained. Andrew, this is a pretty big mess. So I might hesitate when I'm trying to answer questions because I don't want to say anything that is wrong to Cruz, to the Pirates, that diminishes my own credibility. I've been chasing this the better part of last night and today. And the conclusion that I've come to is that it is a gigantic bleeping mess. And there's an arraignment hearing that was supposed to happen at 10 a.m. this morning. It's now been pushed to 3:30. At this point, I think we'll learn if he's actually being charged. I can tell you he's been detained and he's been kept by police down there. But the weird thing is there seems to be some suspicion that he was not drinking. The police report I got last night and looked at says he was. The people I've talked to today have offered some sort of suspicion, and this stuff does happen in countries like the Dominican Republic or places like the Dominican Republic, where there's maybe a doxed or inaccurate police report. So, I mean, I believe what I have and what other outlets, I've seen it on ESPN, the Washington Post, the Athletic, all of these respectable places have said that Cruz has, you know, some form of consuming alcohol, but I can't say that it's 100% that everybody agrees with that. There's some people that disagree with that.
And Jason, it's notorious, the Dominican Republic specifically, as being a very dangerous place to operate a vehicle or be on the roads, right? I mean, I feel like I've heard this on multiple occasions. Oscar Tavares from the Cardinals died in an accident down there. There's a reputation, right, that the Dominican Republic is a very dangerous place to drive.
Yeah, and I mean, nobody's disputing the fact that, like, he was in an accident at 1 o'clock in the morning when he shouldn't be out. I think, you know, this arraignment hearing, or I should just say arraignment, hopefully will explain more why. Was he out because he was drinking and you know, what's his blood alcohol content or whatever the equivalent is down there? What was his condition? There's parts of this police report of which I've seen a form version of it, you know, fill out a form, and then I've seen a text version as well that sort of describes this stuff. So, I think we need to figure out, and they both say the same thing, with the exception of the alcohol being, you know, on another page that, you know, it may or may not have been accessed by some people, but whatever. As far as the driving down there, Chris, yes, it is not entirely safe. In the report, they list three people as being on a motorcycle. I looked up the type of motorcycle it is, you know, based on what was included in the police report, and it is a motorcycle that you should only have two people on max. There's no lights. There's no lights on this road. Like, Cruz, in his statement, said that he did not, you know, see this motorcycle. I understand why. So it's pretty weird.
Jason, for those who don't really pay much attention to Pirates prospects and don't really get into that maybe side of following the Pirates and might be just interested in this story because of, you know, how shocking and bizarre it is and are hearing about this for the first time, can you let everybody know just what kind of player we're talking about? Yep. How good is O'Neill Cruz? What were the Pirates' plans for him? How far along in his development was he?
Yeah, so people with even cursory interest in the Pirates should probably be aware of who Mitch Keller is, maybe Ke'Bryan Hayes. He's right below them. O'Neill Cruz is 6'7". He's an infielder. He's gigantic for a shortstop, and he may or may not have stayed at that position. They were kind of just kicking the can on him. I watched him play in Altoona last year, and he had moments of just absolute brilliance. You know, a play he would make, a throw, a spinning play, his swing. He has a ton of power. And then he would have moments of ineptitude, you know, where he's, like, not paying attention or flailing at the ball or, you know, he sailed a throw when I was in Altoona. So, I mean, he's not a finished product. And he spent last year in AA Altoona during the quarantine or I should say spring training 2.0. He was at their alternate training site, and that had disbanded last week. And so they had to decide what to do with all of those guys. One of them, Jared Oliva, comes to Pittsburgh, and O'Neill Cruz goes home to the Dominican Republic. We could sit here and debate whether they should have brought him to Pittsburgh. I think that's a debate worth having. I don't think it's smart to like blame the Pirates because like O'Neill Cruz went home and got in an accident. That's not fair. Mm-hmm. But in any case, this kid is a very, very, very good prospect who is potentially going to move to a corner infield spot, corner outfield spot. I doubt whether he was going to stick at shortstop, but he was right up there with the best that they have in their system.
Jason, like what you just said is true. It's not fair to just blame the Pirates for him being back down there because he got into an accident. But do you know of any, was there any rationale? Was it because he was so high profile? Was it at all discussed as to why he was sent back to the Dominican Republic, and a guy like Jared Oliva was brought here and you know got his first major league appearance?
Because they think that Oliva is more major league ready. You know, it's a maturity issue with Cruz, and it's not that he's incapable of doing it. He's just, you know, he's 21 and probably needs to grow up a little bit more. What I don't understand, Chris, and this is where it kind of breaks down for me, and I have a tough time explaining their reasoning. Like, why not taxi squad him? You know, in 2020, you have the opportunity to bring a couple guys, get them around your major league team. They don't have to play. They're just there. You know, and they're miles out of first place. Why not waste one of those spots on a guy that you need to get a little bit more mature? Show them what it's like to be a major leaguer. I'd want a guy like O'Neill Cruz, who has all the physical tools in the world. I'd sit him down and say, hi, this is Josh Bell. You want to be like him. Act like him. And, you know, so to me, that opportunity would have made sense. But from their thinking, like, he's not ready to play in a major league game. They did want him to play winter ball in the Dominican. So it was probably, you know, get home, get settled, get around your family, and then we're going to want you to play baseball in a couple weeks. I would imagine, though I've not been told that explicitly, that was what the reason was for sending him home.
Jason Mackey, check him out in the PG. An hour from now, we should have more information on O'Neill Cruz. Maybe Jason will get it before anybody else. He usually does. Post Gazette and Jay Mackey PG on Twitter. Thank you, Jason.
All right, guys. Take care. Have a good one. Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.